Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So, again, these heavy shows, it's always good to interject. When you say, Joe, you get to see these things in advance. You always need some Trump humor. This guy is just a total outside-the-box press holder of press conferences. And some of his responses to questions are so priceless. Sometimes I like sending these clips to Paula, even if I don't use them on the show, because she laughs in the morning and puts everybody in a good mood. So here's Trump at a presser yesterday, and he's asked a pretty ridiculous, dopey question, which, I mean, I'm saying the same thing twice. I said press conference, ridiculous, dopey questions. They're the same thing. So he's asked a question about the Duchess of whatever, Meghan Markle, who married Prince Harry. I don't know the whole, I don't really care. Duchess of York. What is it, Joe? Do you know Paula? Do you know what she's the Duchess? Is she the Duchess? Is she? I don't even know. She could be the Queen of England. I have no idea. I love my UK friends. I'm not into the whole monarchy thing. Yeah, not my bag of donuts. I know it's good for you. I prefer a constitutional republic, but have at it. So Meghan Markle, who married into the royal family, is apparently like a full-blown lib, and that's great. Whatever, do your thing. But she's apparently been telling people to vote for Biden. You know, she is an American citizen, and that's great. You say what you want, but I don't think anybody really cares about what Meghan Markle thinks. I don't think the whole celebrity royal thing is like a big, like, you know, Hillary Clinton, remember, had all the celebrity endorsements and she lost in one of the biggest electoral college landslides we've seen in a long time. Not sure that's a big one. So Trump was asked about it yesterday. And of course, as always, Trump's answer is absolutely priceless. This should be an Amex commercial. Priceless. Check this out.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle chimed in on the U.S. election and essentially encouraged people to vote for Joe Biden. I wanted to get your reaction to that.
I'm not a fan of hers. And I would say this, and she probably has heard that, but I wish a lot of luck to Harry, because he's going to need it.
Active newsbusters for the... that clip. I love his face too. He's smiling as he says it. We're going to tape a little early tomorrow because I have that thing up in New York, the procedure I told you about. But how this is what I'm going to talk about the Trump theory. What do I call it? Oh, I have this section. I've wrote it down. The Dan Bongino theory of Trump the disruptor. You know, like Conan the Barbarian, the movie, Trump the disruptor. This is it. This is why Trump drives the media wild. Insane with rage, because in the past they're used to asking questions like that and having candidly cowardly focus group tested GOP people who are not as nervy as Trump, shall I say, oh my gosh, I respect the monarchy and the royal lineage and it's worthy of our dignity and respect, and Meghan's perfectly entitled to her own opinion, and you know, Harry really picked a winner there, Prince Harry, and maybe after the election we can meet and have a rapprochement and we can do some s'mores over a campfire in my backyard. Not Trump. Trump's like, no, Harry's going to need it. Good luck with that one. Good for him. And it drives the media nuts, because that's, what was that, folks? That was not a question. The media doesn't really care about Trump's response. The media lunatic who asked that wanted it on the record that everybody knows the royals don't like Trump. That's the only part. It's not a real question.
Right.
And then Trump turns it around and, of course, makes the woman faceplant, the woman who asked the question, by answering in a way only Trump would. And it drives them nuts because she thought she had a winner. Let's get it on the record how much the royals hate Trump. What's actually on the record? Trump doesn't give a damn about your stupid question or Meghan, and then wishes Harry, good luck, buddy. You got your hands full. And it drives them wild. All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. Don't miss tomorrow's show. I'm going to cover the Dan Bongino theory of Trump the disruptor. Again, like Conan the Barbarian. Maybe that's the sequel. The third. Is there three of those or two of those? Conan the Barbarian was the second one. Conan the Destroyer. Trump the Disruptor, part three. Donald Trump is Conan. Do a little weightlifting before there. I also want to talk about these wildfires in California. The media misinformation, how the media beclowned itself again. The media is rewriting their own headlines about the cause of the wildfire. I'm not kidding. I have proof of it. I'll show you. It's pretty interesting from the New York Times. Got that and a lot more. Please subscribe to our show on Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino for the video show. It is free. My subscribers are blowing up. We're at 67,000. We added 4,000 yesday. Rumble.com/Bongino. No charge for you at all, folks. It's better than YouTube. Believe me. We really appreciate it. It doesn't make YouTube rich. Also, subscribe to my show on audio on Apple Podcasts and elsewhere. We really appreciate it. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.